Whatever you thought of the classic 80s film The Karate Kid, clips from that film have racked up hundreds of thousands of views on YouTube, which is one reason why today YouTube is debuting an original series that continues the movie story. It's called Cobra Kai. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans visited the set in Atlanta.
Ready and action!
Welcome, everyone, to the 50th annual...
It's a crisp, overcast December afternoon in an Atlanta gymnasium tricked out to look like the stage for a karate tournament in sunny Southern California. I can't reveal exactly why the tournament is so important, spoilers after all, but it is one of the major scenes in Cobra Kai. In his trailer nearby, star Ralph Macchio, who still looks about 15 years younger than his real age at 56, seems pleased and a little surprised to be here, because this isn't the first time someone's asked him to help create a new version of The Karate Kid.
I can't tell you the amount of times I've said no over the past 30 years. Everyone always has what they think is the greatest pitch to go back to the well again. My theory is, unless it was worthy of revisiting, let the legacy stand on its own.
The original 1984 film and its next two sequels featured Macchio as Danny LaRusso, a kid with a single mom who moved to California, got bullied, and was mentored by a kindly karate teacher played by the late Pat Morita. So what convinced Macchio to pick up his iconic headband again 34 years later? This time, it's about the bully.
When I look around this dojo, I don't see Cobra Kai material. I see losers, I see nerds.
Johnny Lawrence, the violent jerk who Danny defeated in the movie, is back to revive his old karate school, and he's played by Macchio's old co-star, William Zabka. John Hurwitz, one of the series' executive producers, says that story twist helped convince Macchio they were onto something unique.
We weren't coming to him and saying, hey, let's do the Karate Man now. Instead, we came in, flipped the script a little bit, and see Daniel LaRusso through a different set of eyes.
In Cobra Kai, Johnny is humanized. He's a loser, drinking heavily, and he's haunted by the way he was bullied by his former karate coach, or sensei, a man named John Kreese. Danny, now a successful owner of luxury car dealerships, cannot tolerate Johnny restarting his old abusive school.
I just don't know why you'd ever want to bring back Cobra Kai after what your sensei did to you.
Because I'm not Kreese. And the lessons worked.
Strike first. No mercy. Real good lessons. If you think I'm going to let you fill these kids' heads with that garbage, you're nuts, man.
It is fan fiction. It really is. A great rivalry ensues. Humor ensues just based on these two guys at this age that still won't let go. And a lot of heart and soul underneath it all.
Cobra Kai was created by John Hurwitz and fellow executive producers Hayden Schlossberg and Josh Heald. Hurwitz and Schlossberg also created the Harold and Kumar film franchise. Heald wrote the Hot Tub Time Machine movie. And even though they might have a reputation for more in-your-face comedy, Schlossberg says they're serious Karate Kid fans who wanted to explore something deeper.
Part of what you learn is what makes a bad guy, you know, what makes a bully. You know, the theme of bullying, which is one of the main themes of the original Karate Kid, is that much more resonant today. And we liked the idea of exploring that theme by looking at it from one of the most iconic bullies in movie history's perspective.
Suzanne Daniels, global head of original programming for YouTube, says they develop new series based around films like Karate Kid and Step Up because their users already watch a lot of the videos connected to those franchises.
We have data that we can track on YouTube, search data, etc., watch time, and we know these are arenas and stories that they're interested in knowing more about.
Macchio says YouTube was looking to make an impact with their show.
I think they're looking for their house of cards. They're looking for something to say they've arrived at the party in a franchise television.
The Karate Kid movie featured Danny's bond with Pat Morita's Mr. Miyagi, who taught him karate moves through chores like waxing cars, creating a classic catchphrase.
Wax on, right hand. Wax off, left hand. Wax on, wax off.
But the TV show has no new Mr. Miyagi or any other Asian actor in such a pivotal role. Macchio said the new show's diversity comes from the younger characters, high school students who wind up studying at Cobra Kai. The new show also refers often to Miyagi's memory and teachings, a connection to the old films that's important to Macchio, who sees himself as a steward of the franchise's legacy. That legacy enters a new chapter in Cobra Kai, which expands the story of the Karate Kid from a simple fight against bullying to the story of how people become bullies in the first place. I'm Eric Deggans.